Hello and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's podcast number 1445. The topic is training and the title is The First Page of a Training Program. So what I wanted to do today was actually discuss what is on the first page of training programs that I send to clients. And it's actually just kind of like how to execute the program in the best way with supporting podcast information. I wanted to kind of share this so everybody could know. And then also just the reality of life. Not that it's necessarily me being angry or mad at anybody. It's just reality of life. People don't listen to the podcast and they don't sometimes read the first page. So I'll often get questions where somebody just asks me something. I'm like, in my head, I'm like, that's on the page. Like, I can send you verbatim. I actually have done that a couple times. I'll send it, like, copy and paste what's on the first page to somebody, and they're like, oh, great, thank you. And I'm like, oh, man, come on. Like, read it. So the first page has really good information. So I wanted to kind of share what that information was in a singular podcast, and hopefully that would get people's attention. But then also, it would make me feel better if other people got the benefit from it, even weren't getting programs from me. But I thought it was good information, thought it would be something fun to share. And just to also share what some of the education is that is built into the programming for nutrition and training that I write for my clients. I do want you to be successful towards your goals, of course, but I want you to know why what we're doing is working and why it works and why I am asking you to do it. When we understand the why of things, it helps us with adherence. We're more willing to do things if we know the reason why. And then it also just helps where you can kind of then, you know, for one reason or another, my time together with a client does usually come to an end, whether it's, you know, life events, who knows. I want them to have the knowledge for the rest of their life. I don't want to work with somebody for a couple years, and then all of a sudden, they're lost when they're without me. That would make me feel bad. I want people to feel empowered from our time together and have to have benefit for the rest of their life. So that's why I include a lot of the educational material as well. So the first thing, when I set a program, it's a schedule aspect. I let them know, okay, hey, you know, how many workouts are we aiming for a week? What should you do each week? For example, if there are, say, four workouts a week, say you only get three in that week because of life events, do you just skip the fourth or do you start the next week at the fourth one? So some clients, for some reasons, we have them just rotate through the workouts. Maybe it takes them 5-6 weeks to get through all the workouts. Other clients, I have them restart each week at workout number one. And there are a bunch of various reasons, but that's usually the first thing. I kind of talk about, you know, how many workouts a week are we looking for? What are the most important ones? What order should we follow? Things like that. Then the next thing I explain is per exercise warm-ups. So in the program, warm-up sets are not listed as part of the set count. So what's listed within the program is the number of actual working sets. If there's an exercise listed and say it says 3 sets of 10, that means it's 3 working sets of 10. Now, actually, I never do that. Let me back that up for a second. If it's 3 sets of, say, 10 to 14 reps, because I never give a singular rep count. If it's 3 sets of 10 to 14 reps, that would be 3 really hard sets between 10 to 14 reps, meaning that they might want to do 1 to 2 kind of practice sets to find a good working weight and kind of fine tune their technique for that exercise before they start their very first hard set. So that's something I want them to get across right away, is that the set count listed are only working sets. You would need to add kind of practice sets or warm-up sets on your own. So we want to add those in. Now, the reason why I don't specify, you know, hey, I want you to do 2 warm-up sets and 3 working sets, is different strength levels require a different number of warm-ups. So if I have somebody who can, you know, say dumbbell press 80-pound dumbbells versus somebody who can only dumbbell press 20-pound dumbbells, the number of warm-up sets might look different. Their weight jumps might look different. So there's a lot of individual aspects to that. So that's the first thing we kind of discuss, is per-exercise warm-ups. And then I share 2 podcasts that they can learn more about warm-ups. So podcast number 407 is a training podcast titled Importance and Benefits of Warm-Ups. So that way they actually know why in the world I'm telling them to do them. And then there's podcast 567, which is a training podcast titled Weight Selection for Warm-Ups and Working Sets. So that way they know the right amount of weight to use for warm-ups and their working sets. So very helpful stuff. Now, if you have trouble finding an old podcast of ours, you can just Google search Podbean, Brutal Iron Gym. Podbean is P-O-D-B-E-A-N. It's the hosting site that we use for our podcast. So Podbean, Brutal Iron Gym. When you go to that page, on the right side of the page, in the middle of the page, there's a search function. You can just type in any of these numbers or a phrase or a keyword from the title, and it'll bring that up for you. We're in the process of redoing our website, which is going to have a searchable function for the podcast on it. So I'm super freaking excited for that. Can't wait for that. So that way I can just tell you, hey, go to brutalirongym.com, and you'll be able to find the old podcast. It's so much easier, and that'll be very nice for people. So definitely looking forward to that. The next thing we look into, the next thing on the first page, is rest times. In the workout program, I prescribe rest times for exercises and circuits. And the reason why is I either want somebody to take a longer rest to regain more strength between the working sets so they can push heavier weights, or I want to control the rest period to maybe being a little bit quick so that way it pushes a cardiovascular element within the workout, or if we want to push it more volume in their workout, try to improve their tolerance for volume. So the prescribed rest times within our program are very important, and they're purposeful. So every once in a while I'll have somebody ask me, hey, do I need to stay in these? And my answer is yes, let's give it a try. However, we do make changes. If the person feels too rushed or if it feels too long, we'll make changes. Everything's personalized. Everything's meant to be whatever is best for you. So there are a lot of things that I'll write that I know are best, and then there are some things that for sure we can work to kind of blend a little bit of the benefit that I believe it would offer versus what you're feeling. So we want to kind of always find a program that matches that, both of those goals. Now, the podcast for that one that we share with the education part is podcast number 497, which is a trainer education podcast titled Creating Cardio Within Weight Training. I am in favor of using weight training as your cardiovascular stimulus, because with weight training you burn calories just like you do when you do cardio. However, you get to build muscle, shape muscle. You get a bunch of other benefits that weight training offers rather than just cardio alone. So podcast 497 explains that. The next thing we have is just the explanation of what a circuit is. A lot of times in the programming, I'll have people do two exercises kind of back to back. It's just a better use of overall time. If neither exercise competes for the same muscle, the muscles are relaxing from the exercise number one while you do different muscles in exercise number two. That's also a good way to push the cardiovascular aspect as well. It just helps us accomplish a lot more training volume in a shorter amount of time. So very rarely do I have people train for longer than an hour to an hour and 15 minutes. Overwhelmingly, most of my clients get in and out in an hour. And then let's say they have more specific time constraints, we would match the workouts to whatever their time constraints are. So if I have somebody who has to be in and out in 25 minutes or 20 minutes, then great, we'll write it for that. So we'll write it for whatever the person needs. But even if they don't have a time cap, I very rarely have people lift longer than an hour to an hour and 15 minutes. I'll sometimes have new clients, share with me their program that they had been following, and it was like 2 or 2.5 hours. I'm like, oh, good God, there's no need for you to do that. Please don't do that. Get home and just enjoy life outside of the gym. So we talk about what circuits are, a bunch of other kind of odds and ends, but the podcast for that one is podcast number 290. It's a training podcast titled Newbie Knowledge. That's N-E-W, like new, and then B-I-E, newbie. So if somebody's new to the gym, they're typically referred to as a newbie. So we have podcast 290, which is a training podcast titled Newbie Knowledge, and it's actually part one. We have a part two, a part three, and a part four. It explains, from the very beginning, if you are brand spanking new to a gym, it gives you all the background information and what you'd want to know when you start into the gym. The next section is how do I select the right weight? So for all exercises, we're looking for a weight that causes you to feel challenged to maintain good form, but you actually are able to maintain good form, so that way you're safe, but it forces the body to say like, holy crap, that was really hard. That's pretty much what we're looking for. So we're looking for good form failure. So when good form starts to fade, you stop, or maybe one rep short of that. So we're looking to really challenge the body, but certainly by no means we want to risk injury. And again, that's podcast 567 is a training podcast titled Weight Selection for Warm-Ups and Working Sets. And it'll explain more about how to actually select the right weight for those. And then also podcast 742 is a Q&A podcast titled Managing Workout Intensity. And that kind of tells you how do you do weight selections. If I have three working sets, do I go all out on the first set? Or do I hold back a little bit on the first and second set and then go out all out in the third? What do I do there? How do I manage those? Podcast 742 will help you answer those questions. The next section we have is weekly progressions. So in our program, exercises are repeated for, on average, with most clients, 4 weeks. I have them do a specific exercise, a specific workout. Like say Monday is, squat day. Tuesday might be like bench and upper body day. Maybe Thursday's deadlift day. Friday might be overhead press, whatever that may be. They then repeat those exact workouts for 4 more weeks. And the reason of that is our goal the first week is to learn the technique of the exercises. And you do want to like challenge yourself. But it's understanding that the first week you're really just trying to figure things out. The second week you have a little better understanding of what's going on. You can kind of push yourself a little bit harder. And then the third and fourth week are ones where it's really challenging to make progressions in weight or reps or, anything you can do to make progressions. By the end of the fourth week, there's probably not going to be a way for you to do that safely. So we then renew everything and give new exercises. So my programs usually rotate every 4 weeks. I am not a fan of having workouts last longer than that. I really don't believe that you can make correct progressions or significant enough progressions with longer repeated training workouts. So for example, if somebody does a specific, like I saw a very famous powerlifter, they had a pre-made program that they were selling to people, and they were supposed to do flat bench for 3 sets of 8 to 10, incline bench for 3 sets of 6 to 8, and then like decline bench for 3 sets of 10 to 12. And they were supposed to do that for 12 weeks. That is trash. That's absolute garbage. Garbage. And that person should feel embarrassed that they wrote that. There is no way in the world that you're going to make progressions every single week in technique, rep count, or weight count when there are only 2 rep windows and you're repeating for 12 weeks. That's absolutely stupid. You're going to get injuries. You're not going to be able to make progress. You're going to feel like you're a failure. That person is lazy. Lazy. And there's a bunch of four-letter words I want to use because it just gets me so fired up. It just really pisses me off because people feel bad. They pay money. They give the best of their efforts. But the program is set up for failure. So they're going to feel like they're a failure when they're not. The program is garbage. The person who wrote it is a failure. And it just makes me... It's so disrespectful to other people that it just fires me up. Back to what I'm supposed to be talking about. Podcast 679 is a training podcast titled How to Make Proper Weekly Progressions. And that would be a great, great, great podcast to listen to if you're trying to figure out how do I repeat the same workout but somehow make improvements. So that would be a really good one. And then the final section on the first page is actually about videos. I encourage my clients to record themselves performing exercises and then send them to me. So that's part of our services, video review. So that way I can give them feedback. They send them on text message, Instagram, Facebook Messenger. Some people download them to Google Drive and they'll share that file with me. Some people post them on YouTube and then they'll send me the links on YouTube. Whatever is easiest for you is fine with me. Then they just send it to me, and then I give them feedback on how I want to manage that. So I do online coaching. A lot of the people I work with, I don't work with in person. I help people all across the United States. I have clients in 5 different countries right now. So I help people from a distance, and filming them, having them film themselves is very helpful as well. So we do weekly communication. We do video reviews, all that stuff, so that way we can make progress even though we're not seeing each other in person. I've been very successful with online coaching, have helped people from you know, first Power of the Meat all the way to an Elite Total. I've helped people earn, you know, pro cards in aesthetic sports. I've helped people correct, you know, different injuries and issues. So it's absolutely 1,000,000% you can have great progress with online coaching. It's just being available and being communicative is kind of the big key. Cool. The podcast for that is just podcast 106. So way back when, it was a training podcast titled Benefits of Filming Yourself. And that would be a fun one to listen to if you want to know why I have clients film themselves and what I look for in the videos and how I can give them different feedback. So this is the first page of the program. And you can see again that we really push education. I want people to know how to do this for the rest of their life, not just for the time that we're together. So I ask them to listen to those podcasts, give little extra descriptions, and then we get right into the program. So there's a tons of other information I hand out and give people on how to everything. Basically, you name it, we cover it. So I really, really enjoy being able to work with people for programming and stuff like this. It's a true blessing to be able to help people and make an improvement in their life. So thank you to those who give me that opportunity. I really appreciate it. Hopefully this was helpful just to kind of know what would be on the first page of a training program, all those different podcasts that you can now check out and learn those different concepts with. Cool. Okay. Well, if you like today's podcast or the podcast in general, please consider sharing the podcast. The more people we share it with, the more people we can help. And that's the whole point of doing this. So thank you to those who share the podcast. I appreciate it. And hopefully whoever you share it with appreciates it as well. Thank you to the patrons of the podcast, people who financially support the podcast, which you can now do on our website. The podcast is well over $1,000 a year. I give an hour to it every day, and I want to keep it for free. So we're going to use donations and then just my money to try to make this work and last forever. But the donations do help a lot. I really do appreciate it. You can consider donating at our website at www.brutalirongym.com. There's an option for a one-time donation, monthly donation, yearly donation, even $5 a month. It does add up, and it is significant. So thank you to those who donate. I appreciate it. Also, if you like the information we share in our podcast, you can find more from us on our social media channels on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and at YouTube under the name Brutal Iron Gym. If you have any questions, feedback, suggestions, anything you want to know, let us know at our email at brutalirongym@gmail.com. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.